Hey, love. What are you doing still up? It's only past midnight, isn't it? No, I'm here. I'm listening. You want to tell me what's wrong? Let me sit up. It's all right. Don't worry. You didn't wake me up. I was in and out of sleep anyway. Yeah, you know how it is with me. My sleep's all over the place. No, I'm not gonna just roll over and go back to sleep. Something is bothering you. I can feel it. Babe, don't do that. No, don't try to push me away. It's okay to ask for help. You don't have to carry this all by yourself. How about we figure it out together, all right? It's completely fine. I get it. Yeah, there's not always one clear reason, is there? Sometimes you just feel off. I don't want you to let your thoughts spiral. Yeah. Oh, I know how easy it is to get stuck in that mindset where everything feels bad. Yeah, we're constantly surrounded by so much negativity and bad news. They make money off of winding us up. People fighting feels like it's everywhere, huh? Yeah. It's tough not to get pulled into that headspace. But there's still so much good out there. I believe that. Do you? Maybe sometimes we just need a little reminder. All right, I've got an idea. Do you want to hear it? Okay. Tell me one good thing that happened today. Doesn't matter how small. Maybe your favorite song started playing somewhere, or, you know, you really didn't feel like showering, but somehow found the strength to do it anyway. Felt good. You never wanted to get out. That refreshing feeling afterwards, the best. Maybe pair that with snuggling in a freshly made bed. I'm sold. How about when you wake up before your alarm and realize there's still time before you have to get up? That hour to curl back up, stay warm, snuggle, stay in bed a little longer. That's heaven. I see that look. You're thinking about something. Come on, tell me. I want to know. Really? I love that for you, baby. That's amazing. See, every day has something good in it. Just sometimes we miss it. No, I'm not a fan of the toxic positivity stuff. That's a little over the top. But a little shift in perspective can actually help sometimes. You know, refocus a little. You want to hear my good thing of the day? Okay. First and foremost, I get to spend time with my favorite person. That alone makes every day something to be thankful for. Yeah, I wonder who that person might be. I know, I'm such a sap, but come on. We both know you love it. Oh my God, no way. Is that a smile? Yes. Yes, that's what I've been hoping for. No obligation to smile, but I do like it when I see it. I want to kiss it. Oh, you don't have to tell me twice. Come here. That's definitely on my list. Speaking of, you know how I always stop by that cute little coffee shop before work? Yeah, that one. I don't know what their secret is, but something about their coffee just hits different. Yeah. Anyway, right when I walked in today, they had just finished baking a fresh batch of cinnamon rolls. Oh, seriously, just thinking about that smell is making my mouth water. So I thought, hey, why not grab a treat with my coffee today? Babe, when I tell you I devoured that thing right then and there, oh. I may have been a bit too enthusiastic. Oh, people were giving me looks. But come on. Who can say no to a fresh, baked, warm cinnamon roll? Right? Exactly. They can judge me all they want, but I had a little more pep in my step on my way to work after. See, I knew you'd get me. Seriously, how are your thoughts? Feeling a little better? I'm really glad to hear that. We'll get through this, all right? Yeah. I know our minds can play tricks on us sometimes, make us doubt ourselves, but that doesn't define who you are. We're so much more than what our brain tells us. We're so much stronger. You are so much stronger than you think. Well, I see it in you every day, even when you don't. You just have to keep going. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. On those days, when it feels like too much, well, we can hold each other. Because we love each other. Well, of course, you can ask me anything. Tell me what you need. I remember I brought it up on one of our first dates. Thought it would make me seem all intellectual, just casually dropping my favorite poem. Oh, you want me to read it to you? Yeah, I can do that. Let me get the book. Here it is. Come here. Lay your head on my chest. I want to pat your head. Of course. Please don't laugh when I butcher this poem. I am trying my best, but it is late. Just focus on my voice, on my heartbeat, all right? Hope. Is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings a tune without the words and never stops at all. And sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, yet never in extremity. I asked a crumb of me. You like it? I'm glad. I'm not usually big on poetry, but sometimes others can put feelings into words so much better than I ever could. We should read more together sometimes. It doesn't have to be poetry. I could read you a grocery list that helps you relax. Seriously, I'd be like apples, bananas, Greek yogurt. Oh, and don't forget the ice cream. You'd probably fall asleep halfway, but hey, if it works, right? You sound a little sleepy. Are you getting tired? Yeah? It's okay, you can drift off. Keep your head on my chest. I'll be right here if you need me. Oh, stop apologizing. I told you, you didn't wake me up. Well, even if you did, it wouldn't matter. There's no way I could sleep peacefully if I knew something was wrong with you. Now close your eyes. Rest, love. I'll keep you safe. Always.